T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what I'm talking about, limits.
That's what we're talking about, Joe.
That's what we're talking about, Bob.
It puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day. Happy song.
Yes, where did this... Let's listen for a minute.
Work on your tan, Joe.
Is it Kabali likes
of
it?
Of Kabali, I'm a fan. Bob, bob your head up and down like you were at a concert.
The bobblehead.
You try that, Kabali.
Mark's no fun.
Who is that, Limits?
This is Dust and Grace. This is one of their
They
songs.
Sent it to us?
Yes.
They're great. They're great.
I'm telling you, you have to find that thing they did for our theme song. They
Dust sent and that. Grace?
Somebody sent, I don't know if it was
Doug.
Name.
Doug and Grace?
No, a man named Doug.
Oh.
Sent us a theme song, Joe.
Why don't you play it? Did you hear it?
Bob, we just played Dust and Grace.
No, I'm talking, there was another one.
All right, we'll do that after
Here
Kabali
we are
leaves.
Again. Here we are again, again. Talking about the same.
Here's
you're
going
to be able to you're going to be able to use that very, very many times when he's a Penn State coach, right?
Yes. Here's the Kansas City Chiefs in a nutshell. You ready for this? How many Super Bowls in a row have they been to? How many AFC
Seven
title
AFC
games?
Championship games in a row.
Per Next Gen Stats, Patrick Mahomes has the fewest percentage of dropbacks under pressure. The fewest under pressure. They looked at their biggest problem last year. And, man, a lot of teams would like to have problems like they have problems. They couldn't protect Mahomes in the Super Bowl. That was their biggest problem. So they went out. They revamped their offensive line. They got him a weapon or two. They're healthy. He's come back. And look at them and look at him. They're going to the Super Bowl again, big boy, aren't they?
Oh, they're in third place in the division, right?
Yeah, they got off to
they
a slow start.
They won three in a row, and they're just now getting their mojo back. This is a game this week coming up against Buffalo. That's a big one for both of them.
You watch the games, though. When you look at them, do you not think they're going to the Super Bowl? If you had to bet everything you owned on one AFC team getting there, who would it be, Indy?
Talking proud. Buffalo Bills, baby.
Man, you haven't seen their defense yet. It's worse than the Steelers.
All right, if you had to pick an MVP right now, MVP of the league.
Jonathan Taylor.
That's who. Now you stole it right from me. That's who I would pick.
I'm sorry.
How many in a row has quarterbacks won? 11?
If it comes down to just quarterbacks, if I give you a choice of Mahomes, Allen, Baker Mayfield, and who else could I throw? Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford. Who is your MVP of those candidates?
I'm a big Baker fan.
So am I.
That's not a bad pick right now, though he's coming off a rough game. But back to the Steelers.
He dismissed you, Bob.
Real quickly.
Wait, what happened? I didn't hear. What happened?
I asked a
question. I wasn't paying attention. I thought you guys were done talking.
No.
I blanked. I'm sorry, Bob. What
no,
did
no,
you
I
ask?
I asked a question. I didn't get an answer.
Oh. I swear I was reading something here, and then I My brain
for
said
years,
just to
you
move
guys,
on.
You would look at me and say, you're not paying attention. And here you're doing the same thing. Here we are again,
caught.
Sitting the same.
I got caught there. What did you say?
I wanted to know what Mark thought about an MVP of those quarterbacks I mentioned.
Oh, I thought he said Baker.
He said, I like Baker. And I said, I do too.
And then you tried
but
to
you didn't, you didn't say it. You didn't say it in the context that that's your pick, though, did you?
He dismissed you, Bob.
Well, all he does is sit there and breathe, Bob. That's why I moved on. He didn't have an answer
I'm sorry
again.
For breathing. You know, I'm the only person in the world that breathes.
Do you have an answer to Bob's question?
Of those, yeah.
I said Baker,
you
but
said
you're
you
like,
oh, and then Bob asked you again, and then I got accused
you made it
of
sound like
shutting down Bob.
I like Baker, but you didn't. That didn't sound very confident. Like Stafford deserves a lot of votes in here, I think. Based
Who
on
would
how,
you vote for as MVP right now, and do you have a vote?
I don't have a vote. Ron Cook might have one. Jason White.
Jason White might get one.
I mean, I don't know how you don't vote for Jonathan Taylor at this moment right now.
But will he win Offensive Player of the Year as opposed
That's
to MVP?
That's the dumbest award in all of sports, the
it's
Offensive
another
Player
word,
of the
In
year.
Other words, the MVP is always, it seems like it's going to be a quarterback no matter what, so they created other awards.
Is he ever going to answer the question?
I think the dumbest award in sports is Utility Gold Glove winner. In baseball.
Yeah, they came up with that one.
That's a disrespect to Jared Triolo right there, Mark.
That is a good call, Mark. The utility man gold glove, Bob. Who came
up
with
that? The protector of the year, though. Now we're stretching out.
Well, at least he's a starter. The utility gold glove?
Jared Triolo was a starter when he won that. He played enough to qualify as a starter. It is a stupid.
Well, then he shouldn't win
the... It is stupid. They should not have. It's like... You know, it's a tarnished gold. It's not the regular gold. It's like come
it's
on.
Like the fourth liner of the year in hockey. You're going to have a trophy for that? What are we doing? What have we done?
You know who else is a Gold Glove finalist right now, Bob?
Who?
Tommy Pham.
Oh, I know that. Tommy he actually Pham. He actually deserves to be considered for that. His
what?
His fielding was really good.
All right, I must have missed the games. Oh yeah, I did. I didn't watch any for the second half of the season. So, Mark, do you want to answer that so we can move on? Who's your MVP?
Baker. I said I would vote right now if I had one right today, halfway, it'd be Jonathan Taylor. But I think as the season goes on, he cannot keep up that pace. I think Baker will play a lot of garbage teams down the stretch here, especially in the division. I would probably make a long-term bet on Baker, short-term bet on JT.
Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. What do you make of Jonnu Smith's role in this offense? He's on pace for about 30 fewer catches and I think 500 fewer yards than last year with Miami. He can't be overly thrilled, can he?
No, I wouldn't assume not. I mean, that's one guy you thought can come in here and, you know, stretch the defense, be that third head of the three-headed monster of tight ends, of doing something a little bit different. He just hasn't been utilized very much. And that's why I even suggested, you know, if you're going to make a trade, he would be the one guy that would be expendable in my eyes. I mean, because you're not using him. I'm not saying he's no good. You're just not using him at this point. So either use him or do something with
him. Use
him,
or
I don't
lose
know
him.
Why they haven't used him. Yeah. I mean,
Bob, what
I
do you think
I
of the big boy's opinion on this, Bob?
Well, first of all, you'd have to find a team that needs a tight end to make that work. I don't know how many are in that situation. I still would rather use him a little bit more than they are. If they're going to have these guys here and they're so, you know, in the mindset that tight ends are guys who can make plays for this offense, then he should be utilized more. He's not been, and I would say the same about Pat Freiermuth. I'm glad they finally got him in a game in Cincinnati. They need more of that. If they don't have a true number two or somebody who's going to pick up the slack there, then those guys have to.
Yeah, you know, with Jonnu is they had him moving around. They were going to play him as fullback, H-back, move him all over the formation. He was going to be that wild card type of tight end. Just nothing has materialized yet. It's either they haven't figured out how to use him yet, or they're like saying, maybe he doesn't fit in what we want to do here, and maybe he's better off being with a team like Miami than maybe it's once again, maybe it's a misevaluation.
Yeah.
When they acquired him. I don't know.
Mark Caballa Report brought to you by IC Light. 50 Minute Mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Cloudy today, a high of Devin Bush, 55, a low of Carnell Lake, 37. Fan weather, talk about misevaluations. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What do we make of Caleb Johnson? He was going to be perfect for Artie's zone scheme, but then Artie's zone scheme became a man scheme, and Caleb Johnson had the kickoff debacle, and now he's nowhere to be found. Is this going to turn out to be a bust of a pick?
I don't think so. I mean,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's hard to criticize anything Jalen Warren's done over the past couple of weeks. So where is he going to – who would you rather have in there right now? I mean, Jalen Warren runs with a purpose. He runs hard. He hits the hole hard. And the problem is Caleb Johnson hasn't, I don't think, really adapted to the speed of pro football quite yet. He looked good early in training camp. But that speed of, you know, one step gone just hasn't been there. And that honestly, that's probably the least of my worries right now. I know you don't want to waste a third-round pick on this guy that you may or may not use, but I think Jalen Warren is there's not much he can't do. And one thing he has done, and knock on wood, if you're a Steelers fan, he hasn't fumbled the ball yet.
Why do you think they went away from the run as they did in the second half? Because it was pretty good in the first half. I think they were averaging 5.1 per clip. They had a 9-point lead. They had the ball to start. I would have thought they come and just try to use that heavy package, that jumbo package, to try to, you know, move the ball down the field, keep possession on your side, and not give them opportunities.
That's a good question. I mean, they were pretty much dominating that run game in the first half, unless they weren't comfortable enough after Samalu went out to even employ the jumbo. They would have had to probably move Calvin Anderson out there. I mean, it shouldn't have been too difficult, but they probably went away from it then. And you know, another thing, Bobby, is they gave up, what, 4 straight possessions of touchdowns?
Yeah.
And if you have one series where you're going to throw the ball, go 3 and out, and all of a sudden that stacks up on you pretty quickly, and now you're down, and you don't really want to run the ball. But hindsight now tells you they probably should have ran the ball more. But I would assume a lot of that had to do with the injury to Samalu and how it just affected the offensive line. Shouldn't affect the offensive line, but it did.
Lastly, Doug Whaley was on with the morning guys, as he often is. Well, as he is weekly, I should say. And, man, he sort of repeated what he said on the post game the other night, really just ripping Mike Tomlin. I wanted you to take a listen, Mark, and then give your opinion. Limits, do you have that clip from today?
The team starts to take the characteristics of the head coach. And when you talk about Mike Tomlin, I'm not going to discredit him as a coach and what he's achieved. But when you look at his press conference, he's a great orator. He's got great one-liners. But right now, just like his press conferences, I'm not saying him or his past coaching, but his press conferences and the team he's put on, neither of them have substance at all. There is no substance in that, especially on the defense. Now, offensively, I'll say they're putting up points. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But his baby, a defense, there is no substance to him right now, especially in face of adversity and when you need him most.
Mark?
Well, when has his press conferences ever been of any substance? That's number one. I would probably just throw that out right there. I know where he was getting at right there, talking about the defense of having a little substance. Hard to disagree with that, man. I mean,
well, answer me this then. Answer me this, because this has now come up a lot. Pony was on yesterday saying anybody who thinks that Terrell Austin calls the defensive plays is basically an idiot. Chris Carter went on today saying the biggest myth around the Steelers is that Mike Tomlin calls the defense. So, and our guy, Nick Farabaugh, saying, I cannot say this any more bluntly, Terrell Austin is the Steelers' defensive play caller. Mark, who's actually calling the plays on game day? It sure seems like Austin.
I mean, he's calling plays, but he's also can get overridden at any point by Mike Tomlin. I mean, he gets in his ear and says, hey, I want you to do this, this, and that. I think it's all under the umbrella of what they put together Mondays and Tuesdays of the scheme, which is heavily, heavily handed by Mike Tomlin. So does it really matter who calls what play at one time if the whole entire scheme is based off of one guy, or not one guy, but the majority of the scheme would be Mike Tomlin.
Clearly, it's Tomlin's design, his scheme, and his personnel. But as far as who's executing that on Sundays, is it Austin or Tomlin? I mean,
I don't think Tomlin can do that and have everything else what he's responsible of. Like I said, if it's a third and whatever, he can, beep in and say, hey, run this or whatever it is. Or you can have a call sheet, so to speak. If it's in this situation, you run this, and that's to be provided to him. But he's not there saying every single play. I mean, you just watch the film. I mean, watch the sideline tape, and you can see that he doesn't call the plays.
But if he wanted to, he could veto something or add something.
Well, that's
or
the same with the offense. He could veto stuff on offense, too.
Right.
Now, something tells me he vetoed that play, whatever. Or he was told the Vikings play, the fourth and goal at the four.
Yeah, I thought that was Rodgers impacting. Well,
somebody made that call, and I don't think it was Arthur Smith.
Thank you, Mark. Good stuff today.
All right, Mark.
I'll practice on my breathing for Bill.
I don't think his name was Bill, was it?
I don't know. Was it?
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.